Now, the rest of the story. They were 14 boys, ages 14 or so, already launched on separate careers in crime, big time crime, mugging, arson, robbery, rape at the age of 14. But juvenile court judges, hoping against hope, had placed these all but lost boys in a special summer camp in the sticks for one last chance, one last stop between childhood and the big house or the chair. And it was here in this camp for would-be convicts that all 14 boys conspired to defy the system through intimidation, through an outrageous practical joke on one of the camp counselors, the new young lady counselor, in fact, who was at that moment off duty and in her quarters. Now, the counselor's quarters lay directly between the bathrooms and the boys' dormitory, presumably the better to monitor their whereabouts. The boys were always trooping back and forth, although completely clothed, but this day, in full view of the new counselor, who was sitting on her bed doing her nails, the boys, all 14 of them now, strode in utterly naked. Utterly naked, and in an obvious state, how can we say this delicately, an obvious state of sexual arousal. Well, glancing up, the counselor was predictably shocked, but fortunately didn't show it. She was shocked only inwardly, because she knew well that any overt, out-of-control reaction would cause her problems for the rest of the summer. This was a test, she told herself, and for her sake and for the sake of these boys on the brink of social oblivion, she had to pass the test. For anxious moments, the youngsters leered at the young lady. But then casually, as though this had happened every day, the counselor said, "Don't forget, boys, flush the toilet when you're finished." And she returned to her manicure. And the junior jailbirds, dumbstruck and suddenly self-conscious, scurried into the bathroom, gratuitously flushed the toilets, hurriedly returned to their dormitory. This was the first and last trouble that the new counselor had with her bad boys. In fact, her courage in that one instance won her the respect necessary to make a difference in their lives. For not only did they cooperate as she ran their exercise groups and organized their sports and led them on hikes and helped them with their handcrafts, but they began to confide their feelings and frustrations as well. And through that experience, many of the boys took their first steps on the long road to growing up and getting right. I've intentionally neglected to mention the name of this camp for young outlaws for one reason. The remarkable counselor you've just met was herself an outlaw. She had falsified her job application, and the camp administration, completely aware of this and yet desperately shorthanded, had looked the other way, that their new applicant was underage. The young lady had even deceived her own parents, creating the impression that she would simply be waiting tables at an ordinary summer camp. But the girl, at first eager only for a summer job, because of her odyssey into uncharted territory, became eager to learn more about people and about their problems, and her life, thus directed, was to make a difference in the lives of a great many people all over the world. You may have wondered where was born the enthusiasm for human understanding. In the world's first media psychologist, Dr. Joyce Brothers. Well, that turning point was a testing time in a camp for young hooligans, where Joyce had found summer employment at the age of 12. And now you know the rest of the story.